Hotspurs.
Yeah, this is the Hotspurs podcast, the Ginger Pele of Spurs shows, with Colin McKee, the former model from Northern Ireland, and Steve Robinson from Beyond Seat in Essex. With all the latest news and views from White Hart Lane, this is the Hotspurs podcast.
One drink for the league, and another one for the cup.
Right, back to business then, Carl. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing good, mate. Yourself?
Fantastic, very good. Okay, so, not a bad evening. We've watched Arsenal win, which obviously isn't good, but we've watched Chelsea lose, which is hilarious. And, you know, thoughts on those, first of all, I suppose?
Absolutely. Bring back Rafa Benitez. That's what my thoughts were.
You know,
if this had been Benitez losing to Everton, then losing to the mighty Basel, you know, they'd have been definitely conference head. And I loved seeing William being substituted. Wasn't it great just seeing him? You know, he was overcounting his money in the dugout as soon as he came off.
Yeah.
You know,
He hadn't played for a month, and then he was left out of the Everton game altogether. And then he came on, and you know, I was only flicking in and out both games, but all I saw was big Barnett and not getting involved whatsoever. So
he doesn't care. He's getting paid.
Yeah,
you know, that man wants the money.
How about that? Right, let's get into Norwich then. Thoughts? Did you watch the whole game or just match of the day?
The extended highlights on Matt's Choice, so got a good hour of the game.
Okay.
Unfortunately, working on Saturday, so wasn't able to get on to any links or anything. But look, main thing, first of all, we'll start off, Steve, 3 points in the bag. You know, it's a team that we didn't beat last season, and brilliant result just to get those 3 points in the bag. And also what a scene and what I heard from the likes of yourself and from Dan, you know, fantastic performance. And there seemed to be a star man on the day, which was Mr. Eriksen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want us all to go overboard about this guy. You know, we've got to let him settle in as well. But obviously, you were at the game, Steve. You know, was there a great, good atmosphere there at the Lane?
Yeah, I mean, same old, you know. It comes in fits and starts at certain points. There's singing going on at certain other points. You know, everyone's biting their nails, nervous as hell. I've tried to say it before, or I've forgotten to say it, but there are times in games when you think, you know, where is this, you know, where is the youth? Where are these guys that want to sing all the time? Because now's your chance, guys, you know, and, you know, the game's, you know, going into the 60th, 70th minute or wherever it is, you know, I sit up in the West End, as you know, and I'm not going to change my ticket because it's great seats. But I feel like saying, you know, now's the time to sing. And I think, you know, what are you fellas doing over there, you know, get it going, and they don't do it, and then they, you know, they might do eventually, but you know, you've got your opportunity, no one's stopping you singing, but you know, so the atmosphere wasn't fantastic, but you know, going 2-0 up so early on, you know, 50th minute or whatever it was fantastic, you know, getting to sit back and enjoy the rest of the game, because Norwich really didn't have very much at all, but I guess that's because we've got a fantastic midfield now and a fantastic defence.
Yeah, that was something that I thought about in the game, and I know I spoke to Dan after the match, and he had sort of said, you know, the last 20 minutes, you know, was very, very comfortable for us, and obviously I was just watching a Matt's Choice, so obviously you don't get to be nervous because you know the result, but I think it was a good thing for him to say, because usually it's either 1-0 or it's 2-1 or even at 2-0, we're still slightly anxious and nervous. And I think that's the difference this year. I think that's where we're going to see where we're a lot stronger, and especially a lot stronger in the squad.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I was obviously keeping up to date on my phone there, you know, during the match. And to be 2-0 up, it was fantastic. And, you know, the Norwich were a bogey team for us last year. But, you know, we'll round on the players. We'll quickly run through your points, Steve, so well, because obviously I struggle to give them because I'm not actually there live, but I'll go for it as best as I can. So what about Lloris?
Well, it's not my points, it's the Hotspurs podcast scoring system.
That's correct, sorry, apologies.
With a little TM at the end, trademark. Right, okay, so Lloris gets a one for me.
Yeah, one for me as well.
Yeah.
Didn't have much to do.
Not much more to say, just solid, you know, there he was. soppy punch with about 10 minutes to go, which could have, I thought he was going to get sent off, to be honest, but they showed it on Match of the Day, and what actually happened was there was two players behind. But, you know, he does have to be careful. I can see something, you know, you can see something happen in a game at some point where he does come out. You know, he plays that sweeper man, which is fantastic. Never stop doing it, Loris, even if you do make a mistake, because he is like a fifth defender. Brilliant. You know, and so far his timings have been right, apart from that one, obviously. But we got away with it, I guess. Walker, what are you going to give Walker? I'll let you go first on this one.
I'm going to give him a half, just from what I've seen, you know, seeing of him. You know, obviously, he was up and down the line. Still noticed that he seemed to be shouting at people. You know, when I was sort of watching him on TV, and he seemed to be pointing and giving off. I don't know whether it was the Townsend or not, but I'm going to give him a half. You know, I think the guy's under a wee bit of pressure at the minute. But, you know, I think just needs to settle down and just start to do the simple things.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be... I don't know who's giving him this vote of confidence to keep going here, there and everywhere. I'm going to give him a half as well, because I'm going to give him a half for getting involved in the game, which is fantastic. I love that. But it's only a half because he keeps giving the ball away, and he's really not, he's even more going infield. I don't know if he wants to be like a, you know, like Gareth Bale decided, you know, I'm not going to play on the left wing anymore. I'm going to come in and I'm going to show the manager what I can do. I wonder if he's kind of thinking, right back isn't the place for me. I want to be more of a right-sided midfielder, and I want to show the boss what I can do and all this sort of stuff. He's not just marauding up into the right midfield position. He's now playing like over in left midfield and stuff. And there were times in that game where it was like, where is our right back? You know, he's marauding all over the field. You know, fair play for getting involved and trying to do something in the game. But you know, if you come unstuck, mate, you know, we're gonna be shouting at you. What about Danny Rose?
Danny Rose, definite one for me. I thought he looked fantastic. He defended very, very well too, you know, because that was something people have sort of said about him. They were, you know, great going forward, a bit like Benny was, but worried about defensive. But he looked very, very strong, Steve.
He's getting better and better, isn't he? I'm going to give him a one as well. What about Jan Vertonghen?
I think you've got to give the guy a one. You know, he doesn't put a foot wrong. Very, very steady at the back, and I think it's the same with Dawson as well. I think a one, very, very comfortable game for the two of them, and done nothing wrong, very steady, and obviously, you know, especially Dawson probably is keeping the likes of Kabul and so on out of the team, so brilliant.
I mean, how can you criticise either of them, because they've kept, what's that, three clean sheets in the league? Fantastic.
Conceded one goal, brilliant.
I'm just going to give Dawson a half on this occasion, just because he looked a bit rocky in the first half. And I can't possibly give everybody one, otherwise it was a perfect performance, which it wasn't, but it was a very, very good performance. I'm going to give him a half, just so he looks a little bit rocky. He'll be a one next week, I have no doubt about it, but I'm going to give him a half there. What about Paulinho?
Again, I think I'm going to give him a one from what I've seen. You know, what we chatted about in the Arsenal game, you know, he's got the energy, a bit like what was said, like Ramirez is at Chelsea, you know, going on past, you know, going past the defenders, and great ball in for the second goal as well. So he was back to doing what we think he can do. So a one for me.
Well, put it this way. If you think about that team, you play Paulinho, Dembele and Eriksen. So presumably he's told Paulinho, you're the defensive midfielder. In that second half, 49 minutes on the clock, he's up putting in a right wing cross for the goal. You know, brilliant. Box to box, even getting right up there, wanting the ball, didn't put a foot wrong. He definitely gets a one for me. Yeah. Dembele, what about him?
Again, it's hard for me because I'm only seeing the highlights, but I thought he looked brilliant. It was a one for me, and I thought he looked really steady, didn't do anything wrong. And just, you know, very composed on the ball and, you know, just keeping it simple for us.
He was a million miles better, times, I should say, better than the last game or the game before. Absolutely brilliant. Obviously, he's been given a little vote of confidence there. He said, like, you know, you're still in the team. You go out, show us what you can do. He demanded the ball. He done all his little skills, his little fadeaways, played some good passes. He was tremendous. And my dad sitting next to me kept saying, he's the man to watch. You know, he really, really played well. And it was fantastic to see, because we want Dembele to be that player, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, in a way, we don't want like the run-of-the-mill players to play well, in a way, because you want to be entertained. I know it sounds funny, but you know, we'll come on to that in a minute. But Dembele, you know, we want to be entertained. We want him to show us what he can do. And when he's on the ball, he's a joy to watch, and he was great on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now we've got this new fella, Eriksen. He's not half bad, is he? You can get, yeah. What are you giving him? Half? Because you're harsh, aren't you, with these two? You can't give him two.
No, giving him a one, look, he looked outstanding. You know, for such a young guy, I didn't realise actually how young he was. And because you seem to have been hearing and talking about this guy for the last 6, 7, 8 years and the experience he has. But he just, someone said to me, he looked like a better Van de Vaart. And, you know, He just got the ball. He'd done it simple. Like that, the pass for the first goal, Steve, to Sigurdsson. I don't know if you've watched it back again. He actually didn't even look. You know, he just knew Sigurdsson. Someone was there.
I only watched it the 25, 30 times.
But, you know, didn't even look. Just passed the ball. And what a fantastic finish from Sigurdsson. But, look, Steve, he looked the part. Obviously, you can talk about him better than me. You've seen him live.
Well, obviously, really it's a one from me. What did that remind you of, that first chance he had, though, when he nutmegged two players and then had the shot? Who did that remind you of?
Was it Gareth Bale?
Well, no, Gazza.
Oh, Gazza, yeah.
Gazza,
yeah,
absolutely. What did Gazza used
to do? Sort of thinking about Bale putting in his right foot as well. Sometimes.
Close control, same sort of stature, you know, thinning hairline. Nutmeg two players, get your shot in. I mean, that was exactly what Gazza used to do. You know, demanding the ball. He could be, dare I say it, the new Gazza. You know, young guy. Don't know if he likes his beer or not, but... no. I mean, you know, let's not jump the gun here. I remember a year ago we were talking about Dembele when we just got him and he played a fantastic debut and we said, no, he's the answer. And I said, you know, wait there. Let's see what happens a few games down the road. And you know, he did disappoint on a few occasions. So Eriksen, hopefully, you know, will maintain this. I mean, he wasn't outstanding because everybody played really well. But what, he's on the team sheet next game, not Tromso, but Cardiff. He's in there.
Brilliant, very excited. Does he play in behind the striker? Is that the role then?
Yeah, that's
so
his role.
He's in behind and he's picking up the ball to play in these wee quick short passes.
That's it. That's exactly him. Give me the boy. You demanded the ball, playing it off. Football brain. That's what I'd say about him. Got a football brain. Yeah. All right, Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson's definitely a one. You know, I was actually quite surprised when I seen the lineup and Sigurdsson was in the team. I'd actually sort of forgot about him. But, look, the guy has to get a one. First goal, absolutely brilliant finish. And, again, he was in the right place. He made a great run into the back post for a great ball from Polinio. And he looked good. He looked sharp. He was having shots from distance as well. And maybe the guy's just starting to settle in, because when he was at Reading and Swansea, you know, he was outstanding for Swansea. Do you remember the day Swansea came to White Hart Lane?
Yeah.
And he was brilliant, absolutely brilliant for Swansea. And he looked like that player again, so definite one there, looked good.
Yeah, he was going to get a half from me up until he scored, because he wasn't really in the game. But what I liked, actually, was after the game he said that AVB, he wasn't up for the game. He said he was feeling, you know, a bit ill or whatever. Yeah. And he said he had to take some painkillers, because I like that. AVB said, you know, we need you today. You know, my team includes you today. And he said, you know, take a couple of painkillers, you'll be fine. You know, because we need you in. I like that. A little bit of confidence, a little bit of, you know, letting him know that we need him in the game. You know, that sort of man management, I think, is so impressive. And people talking about this squad rotation and what have you, you know, people are going to be left out, they're not going to be happy. So far, we've seen everybody, haven't we?
Yeah.
You know, nobody's been, you know, like when Nico Cranshaw used to sit on the bench week in, week out, and then we'd have a capital game, or Carling Cup game or whatever, and he'd still be on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, but these guys, he's playing everybody, he's including everybody, which I think's great. So he was going to get a half, but I'm going to give him a one. Now we move on to Soldado. What you got for Soldado?
Going to give him a half. You know, didn't see much of him, but a fantastic back heel. You know, that shows the kind of player that we do have there. And I've heard a few rumblings, a few guys are going, oh, I don't know whether this is the man. Look, this guy just needs a bit of time to settle in, and he's that fox in the box, and he will score goals. He will score a lot of goals for us. And I've got no doubt on it, but at the minute it just isn't happening, you know, in that, you know, in normal play.
Well,
but what I've seen for me looks good.
You know, you said, you know, you weren't in the game. I was. I'll tell you this much. That guy works his socks off.
Good,
and,
good.
You know, it's like last year defending Adebayor. You know, you don't see the work they do off the ball. And it appears when they don't score the goals that it's not happening. The difference, of course, Jason, before you go bananas with your in the banana bar probably in Thailand, is that Soldado's control of the football is first class. I haven't seen control of a football since Klinsmann. You remember when a ball would be pinged into Klinsmann and it, with his foot, his knees, belly, whatever it is, control it. And then he's away. You know, he even moves moves his chest towards the ball to stop it dead. So Soldado's first touch is the best I've seen since Klinsmann. But his little runs he makes, actually he was getting quite frustrated because he was making little runs here, there and everywhere, trying to get in behind the defenders, and he wasn't getting the passes through. So Soldado for me, because I saw him, you know, off the ball,
yeah,
gets a one without a doubt. This guy, I tell you now, he will be fantastic for us. I tell you now, because his little runs he makes and his control of the ball and the way he, is such a presence. Like we always say, presence up front, brilliant. Love him. Townsend, I'm going to go first here.
Okay.
An absolute 100% one. Brilliant performance once again. Getting the ball. Running at the fullback, running at the central defenders, having shots. What more do you want from an attacking winger?
Exactly, and I was going to say exactly the same thing from what I've seen. I'm giving him a one. Again, I heard a few rumblings, you know, he's shooting too much, he's doing this and that. Look, that's what we're there to be entertained. And many times have we said about the likes of Lennon, just take the guy on and even have a shot. And look, this guy, Townsend, he's a young guy. He's come in and he's doing it. He's full of confidence, and I think he's superb. I'm loving the way he's playing, so I agree with you, mate. Big one for me.
I mean, do you honestly think that he would have been chosen to play these games if he hadn't have had that shot against Dynamo Tbilisi? Mm-hmm. You know, in that first game when he played, after 15 minutes, he took him on. He could have laid it off, but he didn't. He had a shot. He scored a great goal. And I reckon that was the starting point for these next few games, where he's been brilliant. He's been picked to be in the England squad. He's been picked in every Spurs game since. And if he'd have laid that off in that Dynamo Tbilisi game, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have done all that. The fact is, he took it on, he had the shot, he scored the goal, and that spurred him on. So what he's obviously thinking is, wait there, if I have a dig, if I can score a goal here, then, you know, I'm in next week. And another podcast said he's thick for not laying it off. But actually, he's being quite clever there, because he's thinking, wait there, Lennon lays it off all the time. Does he get picked for England now? No. If I have a dig, I've got a chance of scoring. And if I get that ball in the back of the net, I'm playing for England, I'm playing for Spurs every week. So I think Townsend should keep on going, doing what he's doing. And do you know what? He's not a million miles away. I guarantee within the next five games he's going to score one, if not two, brilliant Bale-like goals.
I agree, and I think the more this guy plays, the more confidence, the more he gets used to playing in these big games. And I think he'll be a star player for us this year. Really, really. And it's amazing, you know, if we'd have been sitting this time last year going, oh, Aaron Lennon's injured, what are we going to do with no Gareth Bale? You know, what are we going to do? We're not even talking about Gareth Bale. We're not talking about Aaron Lennon. And that shows the difference, Steve. So, look, happy days.
And I suppose you didn't see too much, but Lamella came on. He looked good. Sandro came on. He looked like Sandro, the beast. We love him. And then Holby came on. Terrific. I mean, what a good side we've got.
Yeah, that's super. And, you know, a lot of these guys will get a run out on Thursday night again, you know, in the Europa League. And it'd be great, Jermaine Defoe, get him on the pitch again. Because I think Defoe's biting. You know, he's busting to get out there and score maybe a few goals for us again. So, look, a great squad. And you know, we haven't even talked, you know, the likes of Chiriches, you know, the new signings that come in there as well. So, loads of positive, Steve. And again, as I said at the start, 3 points in the bag. We're sitting joint second in the league. You know, 4 games played, 3 wins, 1 defeat, conceded 1 goal. We couldn't ask for much more for what relatively is a new team. Yeah. And, you know, it is going to take a bit of time still to gel. There's going to be a couple more ups and downs over the next month or two. And then I think we'll be flying.
Words of wisdom from Colin McKee.
There you go.
Good evening, gents. Good evening, Colin. Good evening.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
Yes, not too bad, mate. How are you, Stacey?
I'm really good, thank you. Thanks for letting me come on, chaps. Much appreciated.
No problem at all.
No worries.
Right, Stacey. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, far away, far away. I'm
Listen, mate, just before we get into Spurs, tell us about what you've been doing with Stacey and everything, and then we'll get into some Spurs chat.
That's quality. Well, it started a while back when I got introduced through Twitter. There's a little girl called Stacey. Obviously, we shared the same name. I saw the problems that they've been having raising money and the need to get the money, the amount of money that was needed. And I offered to help out and assist the Mole family. And I started off, obviously, with a cycle ride, a long cycle ride over 100 miles, and raised a few pence, a few pounds on my Twitter, on my Just Giving page, and then I've extended it to do a few more cycle rides for them. But, yeah, it's something that not only myself's going to be able to do it, it's going to take a big group effort. But I've met the family. I'm in contact with Warren. I know the status of how she's doing every day.
Yeah.
You know, I ask the right questions and, you know, it's just about, they're a normal, lovely family, mate. They really are. Down to earth. You know, if anyone was to meet them, you would understand why I'm so passionate about making sure that the little girl gets the money.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you know, the C word, if you like, cancer affects so many blooming people in this world, and it's incredibly, you know, heartbreaking, especially when a child's involved. As you know, the listeners to this podcast, I do the marathon every year, and I do it for children, whichever charity. And the first one I did was for cancer for children, and they sent through a leaflet. And I opened this leaflet, and I swear to God, this leaflet had a little boy on the front cover, looked spitting image of my little boy, 4 years old, absolute spitting image. And I showed my wife, and she turned away. She went, "Oh my God, what have you shown?" You know, it was spinning, and you just think, you know, it falls on these people. There's absolutely no, you know, nothing you can do about it. Obviously, you know, goes without saying. You know, if you're an old person and you've been smoking for 30, 40 years and you get lung cancer, you know, it's still a tragic thing, but, you know, you can see how cancer with children, there's absolutely nothing you can do, nothing's happened. But what we have to think about is what we can do about it as a society, as people. And, Stacey, you're doing a great thing there. You know, I think it's important to, just have a little chat about it now, because obviously it is going around the Spurs Twitter world and what have you. A few idiotic comments from a few people. And all I'll say about that, if you don't mind, is that keep your opinions to yourself on this particular issue. You know, if you've got a particular issue about something else, fine. But on this particular issue, we're in support of Stacey. And if you want to say something negative, keep it in your head. Use your brain. Yeah,
exactly. And Stacey, you know, as I'm sure as you listen to the show, you know, we have started the Saving Stacey appeal. You know, every show that we're doing now, you know, we'll always give it a shout out. Anything at all, you know, that we can retweet for any of you guys, and you know, fair play to you for going out. I know you met Dan at the Bill Nick pub, you know, and you know, again, I spoke to Dan after the match, and you know, it was a brilliant thing, you know, that you've done on Saturday to give up, you know, your free time, and you know, to go out there and to race. And fair play to all you Spurs fans out there that, you know, put pound coins in, or fivers, or £20, and you know, brilliant. And I think, you know, you've raised a load of money, and you know, brilliant
show. But without yourselves, Graham Roberts has been fantastic.
You're best mates with him now, aren't you, Stacey?
I don't know if I'm best mates. He probably gets sick of listening to my dosed tones when I call him all the time. But yeah, no, we speak all the time. He's trying everything he can. I mean, it needs people like Graham, and you know, I know it does. I know that Warren knows it does. You know, with his backing and with your show, the club won't do much because they're tied to the foundation. They can't tie themselves to one person.
Yes.
Because it would end up, you know, a chain event of having to back people. And, you know, so they've done a signed shirt, and they've invited her into the ground 3 years ago because she's been suffering for 4 years with it, and I can't even imagine, you know, a kid from 4 years old, 3 years old, up to now, what, she's seven now, I can't even think in my head the suffering and the pain that she goes through. But, you know, to meet her in person, you'll know that she's a smiley, happy little girl, you know, she's a proper fighter.
And she's a massive Spurs fan as well, which is a major thing for us all, you know.
Yeah, no, for all of us. And to be fair, I've had some fantastic support from Arsenal fans, and Steve Benson's one. He's doing a pound for an RT, so that needs to be followed up. We've got £327 because he's got 327 RTs. He's prepared to go up to £1,000. He's already starting on 175 quid already before that, and he's really getting behind it. And there's a few other Arsenal fans that are on there that, you know, I think the football community is helping out. Matt Letizia's just done a signed shirt for the Saving Stacey appeal.
Yeah,
Graham's signing shirts by the dozen loads and getting them out so people can, you know, someone's paid £1,000 for one, 600 quid for one. And that will get the thumbs up, you know. Without that sort of input, then it's going to stagnate. And, you know, me with my little cycles and I can't really do that much, you know. I can't really do that much. It's frustrating, but, you know, we will get there. There's so many people behind it now that we will get there eventually. It's just she hasn't got the time. It just...
Yeah.
You know, you can see Warren's posted a picture of her. She's fighting an infection at the moment.
Yeah.
They're going to find out some more news on Monday. But, you know, I spoke to Warren. It looks like they're going to give it the next couple of days. They're actually going to say they can't do nothing for her. Absolutely. The cancer treatment stops. There's nothing more they can do in this country. So then it becomes an urgent appeal to raise that money and get her out of this country and get her to
and that's why it's so important to do this. You know, we have about 2,500 people listen to this show each week. You know, just do what you can. You know, you don't have to, but you know, if you want to do something good, you know, before you go down the pub on Friday night, stick 10 quid on the thing. It takes 2 minutes to do. It's not a problem. Go onto our website. Twitter, Facebook, all these things, stick a tenner in, go and have a nice night out, you know, tell all your mates what you've done for the evening. Makes me feel good, makes you feel good as well. And listen, if you've got a problem with it, keep it to yourself. I was really upset with some comments last night by a couple of people, you know, trying to be clever or whatever. I don't know what it was, but you know, that we're not here for that. Listen, let's move. Colin, anything more you want to say, mate?
No, just as I just wanted to say, you know, to Stacey there and, you know, everybody else involved, and nobody always give at Miss Ruby Light, Mrs. Ruby Light, I think it is.
Miss Ruby, her name's Dee. Dee's fantastic. Dee and her husband, Captain, is grand, yes, isn't they? They've been at it from the start. Give them support. They're down in Yeovil and Somerset. The cider bunch, carrot crunchers, as I call them, all they're banging to Tottenham. We've got a big following down there, big following.
Stacey, favourite ever player, Spurs?
Glenn Hoddle.
Favourite match?
Oh my God, 3-1 at White Hart Lane, Klinsmann scoring. Beating Sheffield Wednesday. I don't know why that's my favourite, but that is my favourite. Because they were caning Klinsmann all the way through the game. Absolutely caning him.
Was you at that game?
I was, yeah. As well. I took my wife there.
Yeah. And, when Klinsmann scored that great goal.
He dived straight in front of him. There was amazing. This pig. I remember they were doing the Dan Buster song all the way through. And there was a big bald fella with no top on, and you dive right in front of him and give it to him. It was just brilliant. Yeah. That made my day. There's been so many games.
Where are we going to finish this year, Stacey?
Third.
Third?
Yeah, I like it.
Third.
Typical delusional Spurs fan.
Oh no, I just think we've got a much stronger team this year. I think we're not reliant on one person. We're going to be reliant on, we're a team this year. I've got some good hopes. I know he was a match winner, Bow, and he scores goals by the dozen, though. But you know, we've got a more solid unit. It's going to take us.
Swap our white shirts for red Man United shirts. And the players that we've got in our squad will win the league by 10 points. Unfortunately, they wear white Spurs shirts, and it doesn't happen like that because of the luck, because of the refereeing decisions, because all that goes on with being a Spurs fan. Unfortunately, we ain't going to finish first this year. But third, I mean, you know,
why not?
Why can't we finish third or even second?
I don't think we've had a stronger squad in my looking at it now.
Squad actually in the league?
No,
I don't think there is.
Look at the bench that we had against Norwich, and I was sitting there thinking, wow, you know, there's still players to come back. Aaron Lennon wasn't even on the bench. You know, we've got a really, really, really good squad. We're going to be a difficult team to beat. He's got them all tracking back. We're creating chances now. We've got Ericsson, he's the baller in there. It's really looking bright. We're going to need time, don't get me wrong. There's going to be some stumbles in there, and we just need time to gel and get it together. And it's a good chance on you know, tomorrow night for the team to, some of the players that don't play, to get out there and show what they can do, you know.
Exactly. No, it's a lot. We have chatted about the Norwich game there, Stacey, you know, before you come on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've said, you know, exactly what you're saying as well. You know, it's going to take a bit of time to gel, you know, but, you know, we're so strong, and you look at the squad, and one of the things I said about earlier, the big difference, you know, to be 2-0 up against Norwich at home and have 20 minutes to be comfortable. They actually enjoy the last 20 minutes. You know, last year, the year before, you know, Norwich probably would have scored in the 83rd minute, and we all would have been panicking. You just don't feel like that's going to happen this time. And the difference with the strength of the squad.
I think no one really picked up on Norwich as well. He's got a bit more offensive than more defending and parking the bus. Mm-hmm. His shape was different. They were a lot more open, I think, than what they was last year. There was a bit more dogged and a bit more 4-5-1, but he was different that Chrissy Hout and how he set up his team, and he needs to probably address that Norwich going forward, otherwise they're going to get tonked a lot.
Yeah, and I think as well, just to round it all off, you know, I think it was a match of the day. One of the guys said about, you know, how many Spurs players were actually in the box. If you look at Sigurdsson's second goal, when the ball was played out to Polino, there was actually 4 or 5 Spurs players making a run into the box. So I think, you know, there is another sign of how much, you know, we're now pushing forward and, you know, going to create a lot of chances and score hopefully a lot of goals this year.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm hoping that we do, and we're a bit more clinical. You know, we have lots of chances, and once, you know, if we're a bit more clinical, that should really 4-0, 3-0 at least, and we should have been sitting on top of the table on goal difference, which would have made me chuckle, especially with the Arsenal boys at work. But yeah, I've got high hopes. I've really got high hopes, and I think we were in a very good position. I've got a lot of trust in ABB. And I didn't have, at the start, I must admit, I didn't have, but he's proven us all wrong, and he's got to adapt to losing his best player, and he has done. He's brought in a lot of good people, and you know, Sandro's not even been back really. He's not had a lot of minutes, and I rate Sandro so much. I do rate him.
Do you think we miss Huddleston, Stacey?
No.
All right, mate, we're going to let you go, but we'll speak to you again one day, yeah?
Yeah, no, thanks, gents. Thank you very much. And, yeah, just keep on spreading the word about Saving Stacey. It all goes in the same pot, and we are going to get her to America. That's the aim.
All right.
Brilliant.
Gents, cheers, Colin. Cheers, Steve.
See you then.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. Another proper Spurs fan, Carl. What do you think about that?
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely love it. And as I say, again, massive shout out to the guy, you know, for what he's doing. Get that at Saving Stacey out there on Twitter, and we'll get the link up again, Steve, on our Twitter and on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Right. We both, by the way, gave Spurs against Norwich 10 out of 11.
Okay.
So a nigh on perfect performance.
Excellent.
We're going to see a lot of the second string out tomorrow, which, you know, they're not even second string, aren't they, when you think about Defoe and Holtby and Cabal. I mean, Cabal, second string, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, we're going to see a lot of really, really good players. Lamella's going to play, £30 million, the new Messi or whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait.
I was going to say, I really hope he should play and hopefully get to see him, you know, for a good part of the game to get this guy. I'm really excited about that as well.
Do you know, I heard, because we got them and then we got Cardiff and then we got Villa about 2 days later, and ABB was moaning about the fixture congestion. You know, what he's talking about is, why on earth is the Villa game on the Tuesday when it should have been on the Wednesday? You know, there's nothing wrong with changing that, which is ridiculous. You know, I hope later on in the season that he moans about fixture congestion as well, when we're in all the cups fighting for everything. But it's an interesting thing that they said on Footballtastically Arsenal podcast, which I listened to, so you don't have to, which was, well, they said, what team are we going to play against West Brom? You know, they've got their play tonight, they've got a game on Saturday or Sunday, and then they've got to play Carling Cup, which feasibly is the only competition really, apart or maybe the FA Cup, that they're going to win this year. And what team are they going to play? Because they've got to play their first team in everything, and then who are they going to play up front? They've only got Giroud. Who are they going to play at the back? They've only got Mertesacker and Koscielny. So what's going to happen? Well, you know, although we're talking about it, I was like, and we're going to play, you know, the Holtbys and the Cabals and all these in and out game at Villa. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to lose on penalties and they're going to win 5-0 with a load of blooming youngsters who no one's ever heard of. Yet again.
Oh, dear. I know, mate. I know. Well, maybe the tide is changing. We shall see. Would you like a bit of quick fantasy football?
Yeah, go for it. And then we'll do one more quick subject and then we'll go. Go on, mate.
No worries. Okay. Top 10, in first place is Stephen Taylor, then Nate Rupert. Anthony Ferraro is in third, would you believe? Good, big, big friend of the show. Nick Alexander, Luke Simmons, Jason Maxwell, Jonathan Maloney, Neil Webb, Robert Palmer, and John Perez. Now, just so people know, there was actually two other guys were in the top 10, and the guy actually who at the minute is sitting top, actually, would you believe, has got Ozil and Giroud in his team. So those two guys straight out. If I say it again, guys, I'm actually just going to delete this right out of the league. There's no point in even being there. So very, very disappointed in those two guys. Steve, just let you know, do you know what position you're in?
No.
100th.
Wow.
100th. That's unbelievable. But here, Steve, I'm absolutely gutted.
Where are you?
93rd.
Ah, and you change your team every week, and I don't change mine.
I actually changed.
I've still got Bale.
And he's your captain. But look, I can't believe it. I'm a 93rd. Look, I might have to use my wild card. I'm absolutely devastated. I'll be back in the top 10. I guarantee you, all listening, within 3 weeks, I'll be in the top 10. So that's my prediction. Most points this week with 79 points. Can you believe this again? Anthony Ferreiro. Can't believe it, Anthony. You must have been, I think you were just copying my team from last year. So he's not only third in the league, but he also got the most points. So look, well done, mate. And just quickly for the bottom of the league is Mason Joseph, Lee Berry, Kevin Aspinall, Angus Doodle, Michael Parker and Jason Richardson. So good, great fun, guys. Keep it all up. Can I just do one wee quick shout out?
Yeah.
I was out working there the other day and I met a massive Spurs fan called Ryan Sutters. I think he lives down in Newton Ards in Northern Ireland. And he was actually in a shop and I walked in and he heard my voice and he said, "Oh, you're the guy from the Hot Spurs podcast." So we got a real good chat. He had a son with him who's a Spurs fan as well. So look, Ryan, I told you I'd give you a shout out in the show. So there you go, mate. Keep supporting the Spurs.
Still hasn't happened to me once.
Oh, Steve, it's when they hear my tones.
I went to a wedding a couple of weeks ago and there had actually quite a few Spurs fans there. And I'm chatting, yeah, going like, "Have you heard of the Hot Spurs? What's that? Have you heard of a podcast? No. Have you got an iPhone? Yeah." It's like, what do you do with your iPhone if you don't listen to podcasts? It's like, oh my God. So anyway, a couple of young guys. So hopefully they'll be listening. Okay, mate, I think we're done there. Yeah. Fantastic show once again. Really, really enjoyed it. And come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs. Let's go. Big win on Thursday night. And then another 3 points away to Cardiff. And, keep our fingers crossed.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Come on, you Spurs. Yeah!